40 Days of Words, No Polluting Words. Ephesians 4:29 out of the Amplified Bible reads, "Let no foul or polluting language, nor evil word, nor unwholesome or worthless talk ever come out of your mouth, but only such speech as is good and beneficial to the spiritual progress of others, as is fitting to the need of the occasion, that it may be a blessing and give grace, which is God's favor, to those who hear it." Hi, this is Jim Brown. I can remember years ago what air pollution looked like in the Los Angeles area where I grew up. Smog, that was it. Now there was a time we should have had masks. Back then, air pollution was normal, as was lead gas. Catalytic converters were just beginning to be used on cars. But from the beginning of time, we've all had to endure polluting language, including unwholesome and worthless talk. A University of Arizona study found that most people speak around 16,000 words a day. And, contrary to popular opinion, there's little difference between men and women. In this verse, the word foul is translated corrupt in the King James Version, and it refers to that which is foul or rotten, such as perhaps spoiled fruit or rotten meat. So here, the Apostle Paul is admonishing the Ephesians, and us too, to not let any spoiled or rotten words pass out of our mouths. After all, we are born again, and such words are not in keeping with the character of being a follower of Jesus. On the flip side, we should use our words in a good and beneficial way towards others, in ways that help them with their spiritual walks with the Lord, or perhaps points them to God in the first place. We should do as Jesus did, use our words to bless and give grace to those who hear it. My prayer for today, Lord, help me to keep watch on my words and to commit to using my words to help others and bring blessing and grace to each one in some way. Amen.